Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Chav Dalet, as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Yuma, as we started to discuss the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. The first of the payasos that took place in the Beis HaMikdash every single day was the Trumas Hadeshen, and we spoke about the history of the Trumas Hadeshen and all the connected ideas and the stories that went along with it. We got into related issues relating to Shaul and David. Yesterday, we got back to the Trumas Hadeshen, exactly what happened with the Hatzba'ah, how many fingers, one or two fingers, and we ended up with a major machlokas amoraim about Trumas Hadeshen, whether it is considered avoda or not. Rish Lakish says that just like there's a machlokas by Hotsa'as Hadeshen relating to whether a Baal Mum could do the avoda, so to the machlokas is by Haramas Hadeshen, the Trumas Hadeshen as well. There's a machlokas whether it is considered an avoda, and whether a Baal Mum could do it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Hotsah is a machlokas, but Trumas Hadeshen, everybody agrees, is an avoda. And we went through the limudim at the end of the shiur yesterday relating to what is each of the shitas. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish do with the other psukim and limudim, how do they know them? Just one ha'ara, and that is, we had one of the halachas learned out from the raya of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, what's my raya that it is not an avoda? Because you only have to wear two of the big day kahuna. Only two of them are mentioned in the Torah. Right? It only says Michnasayim and Ketones. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Slav Davka. Once you know two, then you know all four as well, but something that we'll get to soon. Why are those two mentioned? To teach us specific halachas. Mi dovad, to teach me kemida so, that it has to be exactly fitting the Kohen Gadol. Michnasevad, to teach me that the Michnasayim have to be first. They have to be on the flesh first. We mentioned that the Chazal only have the Michnasayim first. The Rambam, Menuchos Klei HaMikdash, has an entire order relating to all of the begadim. And that's what we even mentioned, that there was a malbish, someone who helped the Kohanim get dressed every day. But that is related to the second halacha. But there is an interesting Tosfos. Tosfos on Minayin, Shlo Yehi Davar Kodem, says Tosfos, Afal Gav Degabi Kohen Gadol Nami Ksiv, Pevarches Achremos, Umichnes Hevad Yobash HaBasaro, even though it already says by a Kohen Gadol that Michnasayim have to be first, Itzrich lemedar ulemichtevei b'kohen hediot. It has to repeat it by kohen hediot too. Delohaya ve'yalfinan lehume hadadi. You wouldn't learn one from the other. Kivan dechalukim heim lekama inyanim. Because they are different from each other in various ways regarding kama inyanim. That is the important day of Tosfos. It looks, read Tosfos, it seems somewhat innocuous. Seems harmless. Okay, Tosfos says you have to have separate limudim. But if you think about it, it's pretty amazing. Right? Once you learn something about big day kahuna, so why would you have to have separate limudim by one and not the other? Are they so different? The four begadim of a Kohen Hedyot and the eight begadim of a Kohen Gadol, Tosfos says, you cannot learn one from the other. You need different psukim to teach me the same halacha. The Michnasayim being first, even though the Michnasayim is even one of the begadim that they share. It's not even a machlokas about is there a difference between them, like the Avnet is a machlokas, whether the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was exactly like the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. But either way, this is an important Tosfos, and maybe what's behind Tosfos is that there's very different statuses of the begadim. Big day Kohen Hedyot, one could suggest, is purely a hechsher avoda. Purely a hechsher avoda. After that's what the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes, arguing on the Rambam, the Rambam will count it as a separate mitzvah aseh daraisa for the Kohanim to wear big day kahuna. The Ramban says, no way. What do you mean big day kahuna? They don't need big day kahuna. They are per se, they need it just to do the avoda. And you don't count that as a separate mitzvah zaseit. That's the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So maybe that's true by Kohen Hedyot, but it could be that by Kohen Gadol, they achieve a unique status. Where do we know this from? From a halacha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Parachas Halacha Gimel, Ko beged mi big de kahuna, she na'asu tzoin. If one of the big day kahuna becomes dirty or worn out, you don't wash it. Right? We don't cut corners. You wear it for wicks for the Simchas Pesach Shaveva, and you get new ones. Ubigde kohen gadol shebalu goes in osan.
Big Day Kohen Gadol that got worn out, that has to be Nignas. The Rabban Paskin is like the Deya, that you have to bury it. It cannot be worn. We'll have that Machlokas also Bezram on today's daf. He can never wear them again for a second Yom Kippur. Ela nignazin b'makom she'ifshar osam sham, wherever you took them off, she'ne'emar, v'hinicham sham v'hein asurin b'hana'a. There, asur b'hana'a. That's the Rambam there. The Mishnah Lamelech on that Rambam discusses a ritva in Mesechas Kedushin. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, quoting a discussion of Tosfos and Kedushin, Ubig de Kahuna im yesh lahem din klishares, do the Big De Kahuna have the status, the inherent Kedusha of like a klishares? Ayin Tosfos Kedushin daf nun dalet. Shekasvu shemadayin lo nischanchu, ein lahem din Kedushas klishares. El Kedushas beda kabayis. They have Kedusha of value, meaning they can be redeemed. Avalim nischanchu, once they're used, yesh lahem din klishares, shekedushasham Kedushas aguf. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, once they are nischanech, they achieve Kedushas aguf. And the Ritva argues, the Ritva there in Kedushin of Nadalan says, quote, this Mishnah quotes this Machlokas Tosfos and the Ritva, the sphere lay, de'enem Kedushas aguf kiklisharis. No! Shaharei ein mishtapshe behem begufa. Number one, you don't use the guf of the clothing you put them on to function with. U'machshirei avodahein. V'dinem kiklisharis damim. They have kiklisharis damim. Says the Mishnah Melech, now the question without an answer, Akashali, according to the Ritva, why did the Kohen Gadol have to bury his begadim after Yom Kippur? The Amr Mishnah Maldeshlam Klishas Aguf, if you all like Tosfos that it has Klishas Aguf, fine. You understand that there's no Pidyon, it's like a Klisharis, and it has to be buried. But if you say, like the Ritva, that it's Klishas Damim, why do you have to bury them? Why can't you be pulled to them? Vitzarech Ian. And the Mishnah Melech doesn't answer. He just said Tzarech Ian. A little tzarachin on the Mishnah Lamelech, some other mafarshim explain, and that is, maybe it's gufa, exactly what we're talking about. There's a difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. The Ritva might have only meant that by Kohen Hedyot, they have status of Kedushas Damim. But maybe by Kohen Gadol, it would have the status of Kedushas Haguf. I guess that's an important discussion, a little part of the larger discussion that flows from that Tosfos on yesterday's daf on Amud Beis, relating to the fact that you need separate halachos of the same halacha by Kohen Gadol, Big Day Kohen Gadol, and Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Okay, now let's continue from where we left off. Says the Gemara, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Neima Kitanoi. Let's say that this issue of whether Trumas Hadeshin is an avoda is a machlokas tanam. Remember, Trumas Hadeshin is unique. It starts off before the daytime, but it's tchila avodas hayom, or it's tchila le avodas hayom, as we had the different gersos. Do you need to have a kohen kasher do it, balmum, that's the machlokas. So maybe that's the machlokas tanoim also, not just the machlokas amoram. Al basaro says he has to wear it. Al basaro mata malomar yilbash lahavi mitznefes va'avnet laharama div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that what is the kohen wear when he does the trumas hadeshen? He wears the mitznefes and the avnet, and to include, he not only wears the two that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah, but he also wears the mitznefes and the avnet, all four begadim. Rabbi Dosa Omer Larabos Big Day Kohen Gadol Biyamakipurim Shekshevin LaKohen Hadyor. Rabbi Dosa says no. You know what that extra phrase is including? Not the other two begadim, but it's including that a Kohen Hedyot could wear the four begadim that he shares with the Kohen Gadol. He could wear that during the year. After the Kohen Gadol wears it, the rule is the Kohen Gadol can't wear his begadim again. But they don't have to be buried. Rabbi Dosa argues on that halacha that they are kosher l'kohen hedyot. They do not need nigniza. So we'll get back to that. First, we finish the Obraisa, and then we explain why it's a machlokas tanon. Amar Rabbi, shtei tshuvos bedavar. I have two arguments on Rabbi Dosa. Chada, number one, davneto shekohen gadol lo zeu avneto shekohen hedyot. As we have mentioned a number of times already in this pesachta, this is a machlokas. Rabbi holds that the two avnates are different. The kohen gadol's avnate on Yom Kippur is made of butz, made of linen, pure linen, and the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot the rest of the year was made of shatnez, or made of kelayim. So you can't say he could use the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. So, problem number one, right? This is, if you remember, what the Shagas Aryeh discussed in terms of if you say that the Kohen Hedyot's avnet was not shatnez, according to that day, how could the Kohen Gadol ever do the avoda whenever he wanted to
If you say that, you know, it's better not to rely on asi docha lo sase when it comes to shatnez, and rather do it when you don't have to violate any isurim. But either way, that was related to the machlokas. Rebbe, problem number one is the avnis are different, so you can't just take the kohen gadol's four begadim. The ode in number two, begadim shenishtameshes ben kedusha chamura tishtamesh ben kedusha kala. What if the kohen gadol wore them? A kohen hedi is going to wear them. Malin bakodesh v'loma ridin. You can't. Ela mata melomar yobash. What does yobash mean? So Rebbe comes on to another idea. Please remember the idea of the Taz. Also, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Taz mentions that malam makodesh v'lomaridin only applies when you have a choice to be malam makodesh. But if there's no choice, then you can be morid. So the Achronim ask on him from this line of the Gemara. Because here there is no choice. What's the other choice? To bury it? The Kohen Gadol can't wear these begadim. So either way, that seems to be a little difficult because according, there's no other choice. Either way, what does Rebbe hold? Elamata malabar yobash. Third day, what does yobash teach me? Tanakama held, Rebbe Yehuda held, that it teaches me to include the other two begadim. Rebbe Dosa says and includes that a Kohen Hedyo can wear these begadim the rest of the year. Elamata malabar. Third day, Rebbe holds it means l'rabos es hashchakin, to include worn out clothing. You can still wear worn out clothing. You don't now allowed to wear torn clothing, but one is allowed to wear worn out clothing as long as it is still usable. Right? We had that earlier. Shchakin. Interesting. Rashi, we didn't emphasize it when it came up earlier, but if you look back in Rashi, Adav Yud Beis Amid Beis, Rashi says, what does it mean to include shchakin? So either the simple interpretation, Sha'af hashchakin sheirun lavoda. You could also wear worn out begadim. The ani shamati, says Rashi, but I heard, lahavi shchakim dafka. Because, as the chazal we had recently, that begadim that you cook with, you shouldn't pour your rav a kos with. So the Gemara used that by the hotza'as hadeshen, taking out the deshen, it might get over your clothes, it might get through you dirty. So the Gemara says you have to have different clothes for that, right, as in yesterday's daf. Rashi is quoting that by, according to this daya, when it comes to the trumas hadeshen. So in Rashi there says, ve'einir be'einai, I don't like this pshat. That applies it to Truma. Bish, the Magabi Otsas Adeshen, Armina the Kamon, Rashi says there, which is on yesterday's daf. I understand that because Habagadim Misbazimu Mislachlachin Bahen. The Begadim get dirty when you're carrying the ashes all the way out of the machane. Aval Truma Sadeshen, She'eno Ella Mali Machtala Yom. It's a little bit, we're going to talk about today, it's a tiny little bit in the shovel. Well, that's going to get you dirty? There's no lichluch. So I think that shchaka means you can even wear them worn out, but not that you have to or you should. Either way, different important deus in Rashi that we have there earlier on daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. So Rabbi Zeh Shchakim, Minicham Sham, just finished up the Brisa now, back to our daf, Melameid Sheunim Geniza. Right, this teaches me that you need Geniza. He argues, Rebbe argues, and says that a Kohen Gadol's Begadim have to be buried, and they cannot be worn by a Kohen Hedyot. Rebbe Dosa Amar, no, Ru'ini L'Kohen Hedyot. So this is the repeat of the Machlokas. Umatam Alamar V'Nicham Sham, Shleishtamish Ben Yom HaKippur Macher. Period. So that's the end of the Brisa. So now, how is this a machlokas parallel to the machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish that we had earlier, that whether Trumas Hadeshen is an avoda or not? My love, welcome if lagi. Maybe this is the machlokas. Damar, Savar, Avodahi. Umar Savar Lav Avodahi. One opinion holds that it is an avoda, and that is why he has to wear all the begadim. That's the first opinion. And he doesn't learn this to teach me the Rebbe Dosa doesn't learn this to teach include the other two begadim. And you don't need the mitzvahs in the avnei. In a chinami, he uses this pasuk to teach me something about the Kohen Gadol's begadim, but nothing to do with Trumas Hadeshen, because he would say take the pasuk kipshuto. So where he says lo, doesn't have to be a machlokas tanoim. Dekulei alma avodahi. Maybe everybody agrees that it is an avoda. Trumas Hadeshen. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds. The Hakabakam Ifligan, really, this is the machlokas over here. Mar Sava. And really, everybody would agree that you need all four begadim for Trumas Hadeshen. Why doesn't Rabbi Dosa talk about it? Because it's obvious. Mar Savar Tzricha Kra, Luribuye. The Tanakama holds, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi holds that you need a pasuk to include, even though you have two. Then you need a pasuk to include the other two. Mar Savar Lo Tzricha Kra, Luribuye. And the other opinion says, no, you don't need a pasuk to include. Fascinating machlokas. What's that machlokas about? Why would you think you would need, once you have two psukim mentioned in the Torah, why would you think that you would need others?
So again, the root question is, how much do we look at the begadim as separate units, or how much is it a package deal? The big day kahuna, they're always formulated as the four big day kahuna of a kohen hedyot, the eight begadim of the kohen gadol. They're always formulated as that, but there are also hints and even gemaras that talk about the uniqueness of each and every beged. Each and every beged. And sometimes the Torah didn't even mention all of them. Remember in the Halbasha, Parshat Tetzaveh, the tzitz and the Michlasayim are already even mentioned. So the Rachayim HaKadosh says the tzitz, because it's qualitatively on a higher level, and the Michlasayim on a lower level. But either way, you see there is some independence. The Gemara says in the end of the ninth parak in Zvachim, on Daf Peches Mabez, right before the tenth parak, says the Gemara there that each of the begadim is mechaper on a different avera. Lama nismacha parshas karbanos la parshas big day kahuna. Why are the karbanos right next to the big day kahuna? Lama lacha ma karbanos mechaper not big day kahuna mechaperin. That's all they're mechaper. Ketones mechaperis al shvichas damim. Shenemar, last week's parsha. Vayishchatu seiris in vaytuos ketones vadam. Right, ketones is linked to murder, like the brothers faked that they murdered Yosef. Michnasayim mechaperes al gili arayis, because michnasayim covers up lachasos psar erva. Mitznefes mechaperes al gasei ruach. Right, the head above our heads, gasei ruach. So we remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above us. Choshen mechaper al adinim, and the ephod is mechaper al anavodah zara. The bill is mechaper al lashon hara, because it always makes noise. The tzitz mechaper al azus panim. The chulu. So you see, each one of these has a separate function in terms of kapara. So maybe that's the ruach machlokas here. It seems to be the machlokas about once you say two, does that mean, oh, it means all big day kahuna. Right? You don't have to say them all. They're a package deal. Or do we say, no, each one of them has a uniqueness, and therefore, just because two are mentioned, you would not have thought that all the other ones need to be mentioned as well. Okay, we continue. So we wanted to say some machlokas tanaim, and we say, no, really, everybody agrees it's an avoda, and the machlokas is whether you need a pasuk for the others. Boy, Rabbi Avin, Truma Sadeshin Bekamas. Again, these are the major dafim about Truma Sadeshin, because that's where the first pious is Truma Sadeshin. Remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago, machlokas, Palamor and the Ramban, whether this pious even took place on Yom Kippur. It definitely took place the rest of the year. On Yom Kippur, that's the machlokas. Palamar says no. The Ramban says yes. Boy, Rabbi Avin, Shruma Sadeshen Bekama. How much ash does one have to remove? Just says Veheirim Sadeshen. Does not explicate in the Torah how much ash has to be removed every day. Shruma Sadeshen was a mitzvah every single day. So how much deshen must be removed? Mi Bekama. What do you learn from? So let's look at the other times where the Torah uses the lashon of veheirim. Mi trumas meiser yalfin ala. Do we learn it from trumas meiser? Trumas meiser taken from truma gedola and the taken from meiser rishon and the levi gives it to the kohen. So there it says veheirim mimenu. Right. So the Rashi quotes it. Daha veheirim ksiv lashon vahare mosem mimenu vahave. So that's one. Do you learn it from trumas meiser? How much is that? Different Gersos and Rashi. So we know it's 1/10 of the Meiser Rishon. But does this mean 1/10 or 1/100th? Right? That's a different Gersos. The argues in Rashi is Echad me Asara, B'deshon HaMaracha. 1/10 of the whole big pile. Or on the side it says Nusach Acher Mimeo. Right? That's the question. Either way, that's not going to be the Maskana. Oh, or do you learn it mitrumas midyan yalfin ala? Or do you learn it from the truma of midyan? As we know, when they came back from battle, they split up in the officers and the rest of Klal Yisrael, right? Different amounts. So do you learn from truma midyan, which Rashi quotes 1/500th? So how much truma sedeshin, how much deshin do you have to take off? So Tashma says the Gemara answer, neither. A third idea, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Namar Khan Veheirim, Benamar Lahalon Veheirim. It says Veheirim here by Truma Sadeshen, and it says Veheirim by a Karban Mincha, Veheirim Mimenu Bikumsa. As we know, for every Karban Mincha, the Avoda of Kemitza is done instead of Shchita, so to speak. Right? Instead of the Shchita, we do the Kemitza. That's how we start off and our Makta, we put it into a Klisharis, then we take the amount under the three middle fingers of the Kohen. So Malahalan Bikumsa, just like there, what's the amount? A kometz amount. Afkan bekumsa, so do here, you take a kometz amount. So the question Rashi is bothered by implicitly is that's pretty hard. But the kohen puts his hands into the hot ashes and measures. It's impossible. It's burning hot. How does he do that? So Rashi says, no, it just means that a kometz is minimum. And you have to eyeball it. You have to estimate it.
It doesn't have to be so exact. Lo yifchos me omed meloa komet. It shouldn't be less. Vimratza losev Yosef. You want to do more, you can do more. Dalek alamemar dafka kamar. You can't say it's exact, says Rashi. Exactly a komet. To halo efshar lifshot beremetz gechalim rosachos l'diadav likmotz. It's impossible. You can't do that. So that's why, says Rashi, that it is a minimum, but then after that you can expand it if you would like. The Sharma Sayana Balacha here says this fits in to a general idea that we know in Halacha, when you do not have to have an exact shear, you find sources in various places that describe that you are allowed to just eyeball and estimate, and one doesn't require... one is not required to be so exact, right? It's a very not famous Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish in end of Siman Lamed Tes, he says it by Kezias Matzah. The Mishaarin Lefi Reos Einayim Ve'Ein Tzarech Medida. Right, that is not the minhag many of measuring it. If it looks like a kezayis, it's a kezayis. It's good enough. There's even a Mishnah Maseches Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim tells us in Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Kebetza Sha'amru. The Mishnah is there in the 17th parak. Talk about kezayis, kebetza, all the shirim. So when we say the size of a kebetza, lo gadola velo ketana, ela beinonis, a medium-sized egg. Reb Yehuda Omer, maybe gadola shebigdolos, vektana shebigtanos. You don't know what betza. So you bring one of the biggest, one of the smallest, and you put it in water, you do replacement, and you figure out the shear. But Amar Reb Yosi, v'chimi modieni ezehu gadola ve'ezehu ketana. How do you measure? You just look at it and you figure it out. Is this a big egg? Is this a small egg? You know, and that's all that the Torah wants from us. And this is the Sharma Sayana Balacha here quotes. That is also what's connected to the shear of komets as well. The Tosfos here discusses, I have some other choices, right? You wanted to learn it from Trumas Meiser or from Kemitza, which was the Maskana, or from Trumas Midian. What about from Truma? What about Truma itself? Truma Gedola. When you learn it from there, Tema li tap tosfas, amayla masafka li nami, imi Truma Gedola yofina la. Right, it's also called Truma. So Tosfos says, because the word Veherim is never used there. Yes, by Truma Gedola, it says, a lashon of harama, reishis tegancha, but the lashon is titainlo. Titainlo, to give the Kohen. It doesn't say Veherim. The verb that's used is Titainlo. We've mentioned many times the Chiddush of the Noda Yehuda and the Tosfos Rid that Titainlo, you have to give Kedei Nesina. Even though on a Daraisa level, Truma is Chita Achas Poteris is a Kri, right? That even though the Gemara says in the name of Shmuel that Midaraisa, how much does one have to give for Truma? Just a tiny amount, even Chita Achas, but on the to fulfill the mitzvah, that's just poteris as a kri. If one's bedayik in the language of Shmuel, that removes the shame tevel. But to fulfill the mitzvah of giving truma titainlo, so then that would have to give more than the tiny amount. But either way, Tosfos says it doesn't say the lashon of vehirim when it comes to truma gedola, and that's why that's not one of the sources. Says the Gemara, "Aye, you have it later on." V'hadachsiv kitrumas garan keterimu. Use the lashon later on. No, that's referring to challah. Then Tosfos says, "What about asking the other way?" Tosfos suggests that at the end, maybe we should do just the opposite. Why don't we say, now that what we just discussed, that Shruma and Chala don't have a shear on a Daraisa level, why don't we say it has a shear from Veherim? Once you know that Veherim has a shear, so why don't you say Truma has a shear? Tosfos says, Shruma Gadola v'chala gufaya maylo garmina b'hai gzei reshavas. Tosfos says, no, we don't go that far. Either way, that's an important discussion in Tosfos. The Ritva also here has an interesting discussion. The Ritva says, why don't we use the principle that's mentioned in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah of Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta. Right, what does the Gemara say? This shear, that shear, just say the smallest shear should be the one that should work. Amaylo, Amrina Tafasta Mua Tafasta, Amaylo, Amrina Tafasta Mua Tafasta, Amrina Parakamah Tekidushin, V'yesh Lomar. Number one, says Tosfos, says the Ritva, Mishum, Debitrumas Meiser, Deshaicha, Bekoanim, Dam Yetfei. You only say that with his equality in terms of the limudim. But here, there's a greater reason. It's more shayach. Trumas Meiser is a better bet than Trumas Midyan. And that's why you wouldn't say Tavasta Muot in this case. And then he asks about Truma Gadol. He has the Tosfos' discussion as well. But that's an important ha'ara about Tafasta Meruba, lo Tafasta. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara Amarav. Arba, now getting back to a major nafgamina, to the issue of Truvat HaDeshen being an avoda. Again, one nafgamina was you have to wear all the Dalid begadim. Right, that was the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. A second nafgamina is Balmum. Could a Balmum do the avoda? Now we have a third nafgamina. Amarav is a Zor Chayiv Misa when he would do, if he would do the Trumas Hadeshin. So Amarav, Arba Avodos, Azar Chayiv Alem Misa, four Avodos, Azar Es Chayiv Misa, four. Zrika, says Rashi, says the Rav Zrika, only the fourth of the Dalan Avodos. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Why only Zrika? Because as we're going to see, the two requirements for an Avoda that Azar Es Chayiv Misa for is an Avoda She'ein Achareha, Avoda, an Avoda that is the final stage of something, of a group of Avodos. Zrika is the final stage. Shechita is not, because it has Kabbalah and Halacha and Zrika. Only the final stage, She'ein Achareha, Avoda, number one, it has to be what's called Avodas Tama. And number two, as we're going to see, it has to be Avoda of Matana, of giving something and not removing something. So that's Zrika. Haktara, that's also burning something on the Mizbeach. That fulfills those two requirements. The Nisoch HaMayim, and Nisoch HaMayim, pouring water on the Mizbeach on Sukkis, that is an Avoda on Sukkis, it's not an Avoda the rest of the year, it's an Avoda on Sukkis, the Nisoch HaYayim, and pouring wine any day of the year, because that is what they did. That is Rav. V'Levi Amar, Av Trumas HaDeshen. V'Chein Tani Levi B'mas Nisei, Av Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen also fulfills the requirements. And we'll see the Makaros in Minibazer in the Gemara. Sfasemes has an interesting Ha'ara where he says, what about if he does one Zrika? Is that good enough? It's good enough to do one Zrika. Leishlis Tabik Bezrika, Mozara Kalamatanos, Elexas Meazrikos, Ihavi Avoda Tama, Kiva Delogamar Kalavoda Zrika. He didn't finish, but on the other hand, we know that Bidi Eved, one Zrika is Lechaper. One Zrika works. So is that called an Avoda Tama, where you should do something else? So that's the suffix of the Sfasemes, and he thinks it is a Machlokas, Rishonim, quoting Rishonim from elsewhere. Either way, so Rav holds that Trumas HaDeshen is not included, and Levi says it is included. My time at the Rav, what's this far? Why does Rav exclude it? Tichsiv, v'ata uvanecha itcha. Tishmuras kuhunaschem. You, Aaron, and your children should guard the kuhuna l'chol dvar mizbeach for anything that has to do with the mizbeach. Ulemi beisla paroches. We'll get back to that phrase. Vavadtem avodas matana etenes kuhunaschem. And you should do the avoda of matana. We'll see giving something. I give you your kahuna. And the end of that pasuk says, "Vazar karev yumas." And any zar that does it is chayim misa. Again, even the other ones are still usher for a zar to do, but he is not chayim misa. So avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. So first we darsh, it says avodas matana. That means a giving, not a removing. Trumas HaDeshen is a removal, and that's why it is not included in the Isser, the Chiyav Misa for Azar. Via Vavtem, Avoda Tama, Velo Avoda, Sheish Echare Avoda. Vavad Tam, we darshin, just like we darshin similarly elsewhere. Avoda Tam, a complete Avoda, not an Avoda that has other Avodos after it. And Rashi quotes the examples, Kagon, Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, that have Zrika after it. But Zrika is the end, Akhtar is the end, right? Nisachayayin, Nisachayayin, those are all the end. The Levi, by Levi includes it, Rabbi Rachmana, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. It has the Lashon, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. So that would include even an Avodah Silik. As long as it's an Avodah Tama, as long as you have one of the two ingredients, that's good enough, even without the second ingredient. That's the special limud. The Rav, what does Rav include L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach for? Ahula Asuye, Sheva Hazo Shebifnim V'Shebimitzora. Rav, he says, is to include the hazos inside, bifnim, the hazos that are inside towards the paroches and the oil that we sprinkle on the mitzora as he's standing at Shar HaNikanor. Those are also included. Interesting, the sheva hazos, there are hazos on the Mizbeach Hazav. Rashi quotes, Shemaze ala paroches mi par helam davar shel tzibar, par ko mashiach, shema kipurim, v'sheva mitzora, maze, we pour from the oil on his different parts of his body. The Sheva Hazos Shebifnim, interesting, so the Gemara, the Rav holds that is also included, but there's a machlokas elsewhere, where, we'll have this later on, but in the Masechta, where those Hazos took place. Did it actually take place on the Parochas? Did they pour the wine on it? Did it touch the Parochas or just towards the Parochas? There's a story brought down in Masechta's Me'ila that one of the Tanaim was once visiting one of the Caesars, and he exercised a certain type of dibuk or demon that was possessing the daughter of a Caesar. And the Caesar says, "Go into my storage house, treasury house, and take whatever you want." And he goes in, and he sees a gzera that was against the Jews, and he rips it up. That was the whole purpose of the trip there. But the Gemara says, and he also saw that parochas was full of dam. So he says, that's the raya. That's the raya that they sprinkled it on the parochas. The Mefarshim asks, is that really true? That could have been blood from different sources, right? We know that we say a kinos on Tisha B'Av about Titus stabbing the parochas and the blood shooting out, and he thought he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. So anyway, so that's the story with the Hazaa Shebifnim. But either way, Rav includes that. If a Zar does that, it's Asr Da'araisa. The Tosas Yishonimir asks, isn't he Chayim Misa right when he goes inside? Right, certain types of beer reconis, right, is Chayim Misa right away. But either way, this is for the Avoda. V'levi nafkele, maybe he went in Bishogig. V'levi nafkele mi davar v'chal davar. He learns from v'chal davar, he learns those. V'rav davar v'chal davar lo darish, period. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Levi, whether Trumas Hadeshen is included. Says the Gemara, V'eima l'chal davar hamizbeach klau. Maybe that phrase is a klal, is a general statement. Avodas matana prat, klal uprat, eid b'chal, mashre prat. Maybe the pasuk is specifying, right, klal uprat, and only should only include similar to the specific. Avodas matana in avodas silik lo. Maybe you try to include it from the chol dvar mizbeach, but maybe there's a klal uprat, then you should not include avodas silik, something being removed. Again, that reflects what avodah siluk is still an avodah. There's something different about an avodah siluk that would make it less chamor that a zar would not be chay of misa. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says no. Ulami beis la paroches va'avatam. That phrase is in between your suggested klal uprat. So meaning what? El mi beis la paroches. Who do you want to say it's avodah matan and not avodah siluk? That's true. But only based on paroches. Only based on paroches, who da avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. Only regarding what's brought inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's where only an avodas matana is chayim misa, but not avodas siluk, which is, let's say, removing the shovel of the ashes where you put the Torahs after you were finished. And again, the verse here says, isn't there a iser be'erikon is chayim misa right away? He says, maybe you went in some way that you're not of Misa based on the going in. How do you do that? Says the Gvura Sari, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos on Daf Chav Zayin, Kol Chiyuv HaMisa LaNichnas LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim Eina Elam Nichnas. This is the Gvura Sari paraphrasing. Nim Nichnas Derech Pesach Hapone LeMizrach. You go in the normal way from the east. Avalam Asa Pesach Obit Safon Obit Darom. If you made a new wall, a new hole in the north or south of the Kodesh Kadashim, Eino Chayim Misa, that's not called a Knisa. And even if you go in from the east side, see, that's what it says, he went and walked in sideways, or walked in backwards. So then you would not be Chayim Misa for going in, and that's why you'd only be Chayim for doing the avodos there, and that's what our Gemara says. In the Kodesh Kadashim, only avodas matana, not avodas siluk, habachut, but outside afilo avodas siluk, even avodas siluk would be chayef. Period. 2 points. Number one, Rav Yashiv asks, this doesn't make sense, just the opposite, even though, fine, it's based on psukim, but isn't it just the opposite? The Kodesh Kadashim, obviously, is much more chamor. Everything should be more chamor there. How can you suggest that a certain avoda would be chayiv if you do it bachutz in the chatzer, and you want to be chayiv in the Kodesh Kadashim? Says the two answers. Number one, says Rav Yashiv. No, that's the point. The Kodesh Kadashim is so chamor, it's machshiv only certain avodos. Hechshivuhu shelo lahachshiv. It's so chashiv, it's not it's chashuv, but it's so special, we even limit it more. Because you could have said the opposite. What's done in this room is always special, by definition. No, we say the Kodesh Kadashim Avoda is so unique that only certain Avodos of the Kodesh Kadashim. Aval Bachutz, where the standards aren't so high. So, yeah, this will also be called Avoda. Yeah, what are you doing anyway? There's not much to accomplish anyway. So even Avoda Siluk would be included. That's one answer. Again, the Sharam Sarana Balach I saw has another suggestion. He says, if you look at Rashi later on Daf Lamed Hema Beis, he says, what's the Avodah Siluk in the Kodesh Kodashim? After the Kohen Gadol finished, he goes out. Remember, originally he leaves the ashes there with the Ketores burning on it, and then he goes out and he does the rest of the Avodah, and then he goes back in later on to remove the kelim that he had left there. Says Rashi, it's not such an important avodah to do. Eina tzricha letzibur, elo lefisha mutelas alav lefanot et hamakom. He has to keep the place empty, right? He has to check out in time. So that's why he has to go back in. That's Rashi Laman Hema base. If that's true, says the Sharm Zayin Balacha, you understand why it's not such a crucial avodah that a zar would be chayav misa for the avodah siluk in the Kodesh Kodashim. Because after all, what are you doing? You're just removing the shovel. Good. Ihachi, back to the Gemara, third line. If this is true, Bavatem Nami. El, why don't you say the next requirement of Avodah Tama is also only in the Kodesh Kodashim. Elmi based la parochas, hu da Avodah Tama. Velo Avodah Sheish Acharei Avodah. Ha bachutz, afil Avodah Sheish Acharei Avodah. Why don't you say both ingredients and requirements are only for what's in the Kodesh Kodashim? So Gemara says, no, Vavatam, hadar arvikra, the Vav. The Vav in Vavatam links it to even the Avodah Shebachutz. Period. So what did we just say, amazingly? According to Levi, if you do, that's what Rashi says, this question is about to go on Levi, in the Kodesh Kodashim, Avodah Siluk is not Chayim Misa. In the Chatzer, Avodah Siluk, Trumas Hadeshen, is Chayim Misa. What about in between those two places? In between the Chatzer and the Kodesh Kodashim is the Heichal. What about Avodah Siluk in the Heichal? Which is it like? Says the Gemara, Boy Rava, Avodah Siluk beHeichal Ma'o. Lifnim in Damin Allah. Do you compare it to Pnim, which we just said is Pater? Or Lachutz be Damin Allah, or Lachutz. Right? Chuvas Adeshen. Hader Pashta, Mi Bias. Ula Mi Bias. So you compare it, and we say it should be Pater. Meaning it's like the inside of the Kodesh Kodashim. Period. So now we have a couple of questions. It says Elamayata. Let's just say it's separate questions on the principle of when is a zar chayim misa, when there is avoda tama, she'ein acharei avoda, and when it is an avoda that is considered an avodas patana. So we're going to ask a number of avodos. Number one, we ask elamayata zar she'sid there's a shulchan l'chayev. What about a zar that puts the lechem apanim on the shulchan? Is he going to be chayef for that? Right, after all. Isn't that, that's an avodah. Is there acharei avodah? Right, is there? So Gemara says, yeah. Ika sidur bazichin. Yeah, putting the two little cups of the frankincense that hang on the shulchan also, and the only way that you could eat the lechem apanim the following Shabbos is by burning these, so that occurs afterwards. So Gemara says, okay, sidur bazichin l'chayef. So how about putting up those bazichin? So you should be chayef for that. Isn't that, that fulfills both requirements? It's a matana, right? You're putting it, and it's in acharei avodah. So Gemara says, no. Ika silik vaktara. No, next week. Next week, you take them off and you burn them. And Haktara is Chayef. We already mentioned Haktara is Chayef. So that, and Siluk, you're not Chayef for the Siluk, though, because that's Avodah. That's Siluk, not Avodah's Batana. So that was regarding the Shulchan. Next. Zar, Shesidar, some Menorah. What about a Zar that sets up the Menorah? L'Chayef. He should also be Chayef. What does it mean, setting up the Menorah? How do you set up the Menorah? Your mative, the Nair, is what's setting up. Rashi says, Rashi's taking a stand on a machlokes about the structure of the Menorah. Rashi says that every morning they used to remove the cups on top of the Menorah to wipe them out, to clean them out, and put them back in. So the one who sets them up, isn't that an avodah? Rashi says, "Baboko ay mesalkanes aneros shel zahav min haMenorah lekaneach afran yafeh, to clean him out well. V'chozrin v'kovino samba, and then you put him back in. V'hari avodah tama. It's an avodah tama. So here too. So a zar that does that lechayiv. So ika nesi. So the other day, by the way, Menachas says that no, it was one. You couldn't clean it like that. You just have to have a ladder or something or with steps because you can't. It's not removable." Either way, so Azar is beside there, he should be chayiv. So ikan asid as psila, no, putting the wick in afterwards. Nasam psila lachayiv, what about the person who puts the wick in, he should be chayiv? Ikan asin ashenen, the oil. Nasan shaman lachayiv, isn't that the last stage? Ika hadzlaka. What did that say? No, there's the lighting afterwards. Hidzlik lachayiv, so what if somebody lights the menorah? Azar lights the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't he be chayiv? The answer is no. Says the Gemara, Hadzlaka lav avodahi. Hadzlaka is not considered a halachic avoda, and therefore, Azar is not chayav misa on it. There's a lot to mention there, but let's just finish the section. V'lo, is this really true? V'atanya. V'nasnu b'nei Aharon ha-kohen, eish al ha-mizbeach. The b'nei Aharon put a fire on the mizbeach, right? There's a chayav to light a fire. V'arachu eitzim aleish. And they set up the wood. Limeid al-hatzatzas alisa, shlote ela b'kohen kasha b'klisharis. Let's say the fire is flickering, and they have to ignite one of the fires to make it stronger. They have to put in some little chips of wood, and that has to be done by a kohen. So, is there a difference between lighting the mizbeach fire and lighting the menorah? So Gemara says, yes. Hatzosas alisa avodahi. Those chips are an avoda. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says that's a little more work. It's tercha. They gotta get the logs to catch. Hazlok alav avodahi. But lighting the menorah is an avodahi. It's much easier. And therefore, it is not considered an avoda. Period. There is a huge discussion on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam here, the Gemara here says, Hadlak is lava vodahi. So therefore what? So therefore, what was the nafkamina the Gemara mentioned? That a zor is not chayiv misa. But you might have still said that it's usr. Hadlak lava vodahi. Where else do we have such a lashon? There's a line of halak lava vodahi. Shchita lava vodahi. What is shchita lava vodahi? So some Rishonim connect that, maybe we'll talk more about that of tomorrow, to shchita ksheir bazar. That a zar could do shchita, as we know, beferish. What about hadlaka lav avodahi? So that is a Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, where the Rambam says, v'chein, we're going to look it up, perek tes halacha zayin, v'chein hadlaka saneiris ksheira bizarim. Not only is there no chiyav misa, do we learn that from this Gemara, but the Rambam says, there is a heter. A zar is allowed to light the menorah, lefichach. Im heitev hakohen es haneros, so the kohen sets up the neros for hotzian lachutz and brings the menorah outside, because the zar can't go into the heichal. Mutal zar lavdikan, he can light it. And the Ravid says, I know what he's talking about. Amar Avram hiflig kishamar mutal zar lavdikan elashim likan ksheros. If he did it, it's kosher because it's lava vodehi, but he's not allowed to. So the big question on the Rambam, and this has to do with Chanukah. The Minchas Chinuch asks this question. He says this question has bothered him for years. The Minchas Chinuch says in the mitzvah of alakas neros. In the base of Mikdash. He says, how does the Tzar get it? What, you're allowed to take it out? Since when are you allowed to take the menorah out of the Heichal? Yes, the Gemara says they took the Shulchan out on the Chagim to show, we had that right recently at the end of the previous parak, to show Klal Yisrael that Hashem loves them, and the bread is still fresh a week later. But the menorah, when did they take the menorah out? Were they allowed to take the menorah out? And also, Chanukah related, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Right, you have to light it in the place where you're going to fulfill the mitzvah. You can't light it outside and put it inside. So what's going on here? So Reb Chaim gives his suggestion. The Minchas Chinuch leaves it, says, this bothered me for years. Reb Chaim says, you're right. A kohen should light it. But if it's, let's say it was brought outside. The Rambam doesn't say you should bring it outside. If it was brought outside, then what does one have to do? Says Reb Chaim, at that moment, the mitzvah is just to make sure it is lit inside. Shehei Neiros Dulukim, not the Maisa Hadzlaka. So in that case, the Tzar could do the Maisa Hadzlaka outside, but the mitzvah is only going to be when it goes inside. The Be'emes, says Reb Chaim, Gamar Amam Sir Lekein, the Yisodach Mitzvah, the Hadlakas Neiros, Hidafka Bekoin Lechadchila. If you're lighting inside, normally, then it should be by the kohen. Masha'enki motzian lachutz. De'etzem maisa ha'hadzlaka b'shaita lo havya od maisa mitzvah klal. When the zor lights it outside, he's done nothing yet. Because it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a dafka b'heichal. V'kivin sharak achar kach shiho medes deluka b'heichal b'mkoma. Oz hu dahavi kiya mitzvah v'dineha. Only when it's put inside, alkein memelo de lo shayach mitzvah skehuna. Ha'amr ba'adlaka, rakashem adlika b'mkoma. When it's lit inside, that's when a kohen is delighted. Aval kushisiyam lachutz v'adlikam bazeh. The Rambam says, then it's still okay, because he still didn't do a mitzvah yet. Kima de'ena od bechlal halakas menorah klal. That's not called halakas menorah. Amnam kein dim haya hadin dezar is psula ba'alakas ne'er. And he continues, but that's Reb Chaim. There's a beautiful Aruch Laner. Aruch Laner has a different formulation. Aruch Laner says, maybe it's hadlaka lav avodahi legabe the gavra, but not the gavre the avoda. Legabe the menorah, the lighting, that's an avoda. That's the Aruch Laner. Kol mashid lika hadlaka ein avoda hu rak klape ha'oved. She'ein anu machshivim shehu asa avoda kivon she'ikir ha'avoda himasha shalheves olam elei. Doesn't really do anything. He lights the fire, but the wick's already there. Masha'ein kein, regarding the menorah itself, of course, from its point of view, an amazing avoda was done. it wasn't lit, and now it's lit. So therefore, that's Aruch Laner in Sanhedrin on that Pebez Mabez. That's, again, it's a big discussion here on the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch even had suggested, what if it's a very long wick and he stands outside? Either way, that is an important discussion. The Ritva here discusses it also. The Ritva, the Tosfos Yeshanim here asks, why isn't it an avoda? It says, Aaron, beginning of Baloscha, right? Daber, right? El Arab, Baloscha Zaneros, right? So how can you say it's not an avoda? Asks the Ritva. Says the Ritva right here on our daf. We just find the lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva says, "Tamia milsa daksiv ba aron uvanav daber al aron uvanav lemar balos chazaneros daksiv behelos aron chazaneros v'yeshlamer delahaki loafki b'lashon chiyev." It doesn't say light. It's like background. Bi ha'aloscha. It's telling more of a story than giving a tzivui. It doesn't say tadlik or ta'ales aneros, and that's how you could say it's not an avoda. Okay, we continue. So that's about the hadlaka. Next, Elameata Zar Shasider Samarach Lachayev. What about the Zar that's Masada that sets up the logs on the Mizbeach? So the Gemara said, no, Ika Sidash Shekizreitzim. No, still after that is bringing the two logs of wood. Sidash Shekizreitzim Lachayev, separate mitzvah. So Ika Sidur Evarim. No, you have to put the limbs, you have to put the Haktara, which is Chayev. The Homer of Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan Zar Shasider Shekizreitzim Chayev. I, Rabbi Yochanan, says even the two wood logs are Chayev. So Bahak Pligi, Marsavra, Vodatami, Marsavra, Vodatami. The question is that just a Hakshara for the limbs that are going to be burned on it, or is this say this is the end of the setting up of the mizbeach, and that's good enough? Period. Tani Gavazir Rav, Tani Gavazir Levi, Machla, Brises that support each one of their opinions about Trumas Hadeshen. Tani Gavazir Rav, Avodos Shezar Chayev Aleihem Misa. What are the Avodos? Zrikas Dam Bein Lefnim Bein Lefnayv Lefnim. Vahamaze Bechadus Haof. Because it's called Hazah in the Torah by a bird chatos. V'hamamatzeh, that's what it's called by Ola. V'hamaktir bolasov. V'hamanaseh shloshes lugan mayim v'shloshes lugan yayin. As we mentioned, that Brisa supports Rav. No mention of Shumas Hadeshen. Tani kavasi de Levi, avoda shezor chayv alein misa, hameirim es Hadeshen, there it is, v'sheva hazo shebifnim, v'sheva mitzora, v'amal agave mizbeach, haktara, bein davar kasher, bein davar pasol. Period. So that's the raya to Levi. Next, getting back to general payasos. So we finished Trumas Hadeshen. Last four lines for today. Lama mefisin. Why do you do the lottery? So lama mefisin kedamra. What do you mean? We already said it got dangerous. So that's why you have to do this for the Trumas Hadeshen to see who does it. Ela lama mefisin v'chozer mefisin. No, why do you do it four lotteries? As we're going to have in this parak, just gather them all once in the morning and that's it. Four separate lotteries. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kedela Hargish Kalazara. No, you want to create a buzz. You want to create an excitement for all the Kohanim and the Azara. What's going on? What's going on? All this? What's going on there? It's a gathering. Right? That's going to create that. You don't want to do it at one time early in the morning if the Kohanim aren't even going to be there. So that's why you do it. Shnei Amar, Asher Yachtav Nam Siksod, Beveis Elohim Nahalech Baragesh. Right? You go into God's house, Baragesh, with feeling. That's the pasuk that is relating to the even going into tefillah. Going into tefillah, we have that pasuk basically in Halach Baragish. Interesting, I once heard one of the Bali Musar, Baragish is Barad, Ra'im, Geshem, and Shelek, in all the different weathers. Bevezalim Nach Baragish. We go, in all different weathers, we go to the shul. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'l Hashem, and we will continue next time with more issues related to Trumas Hadeshen. We'll start off with an interesting machlokas, whether the Kohanim wore the Big Day Kahuna during the Payasos. Right, major machlokas, if they had to be ready to do the avoda, but what if they weren't doing the avoda yet? What if their shatan is in them, or they're allowed to wear it? So we'll see. There was a major machlokas whether they could do the avoda in there, whether they need to do the payasos in the Big Day Kahuna, or they're now allowed to do it with the Big Day Kahuna. Okay, we'll stop here.